JustHelp1.org has been making a sizable splash on the internet, offering informational videos, toolkits on depression, alcohol and drug abuse and suicide, and a local resource search engine. With more than 33,000 page views and over 1 million Facebook video views, the peer-to-peer public awareness campaign has shown significant success in just under a year. Now, JustHelp1 is expanding the way it reaches its target audience, teens and young adults aged 14 to 26. Youth spokesperson Stefan Barnes says some in that age range don't know where to go when they're facing mental health issues or drug addiction.
Some are too scared to come out and tell that they have a problem because they, you know, stigma or any negative connotations that go attached to that, and they don't want to put themselves out there and end up ultimately getting rejected.
As part of its phase two, JustHelp1 is now offering each of its toolkits in 7 languages other than English. The languages were specifically chosen to best help underserved populations in Western New York. JustHelp1 has also operated a telephone helpline over the course of the year, but unlike its web-based content, the telephone line saw limited use. Campaign director Carol Doggett says the target audience just wasn't interested in making phone calls.
And so we wanted to do something more where they really reach within, you know, the medium that they like to work with, and we had this opportunity.
That opportunity came through a partnership with the YWCA of Genesee County, which already offered a web-based crisis chat line. JustHelp1 now uses their infrastructure to expand reach all across Western New York, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Doggett says because the chat service is new, it's too early to tell if its capacity will be enough to support all 8 counties or if they'll look to expand through partnerships with other organizations. She says while they're not ready for it yet, the next step would be to create a support line through texting. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.